It's time for Big Blue Kickoff Live. Only on Giants.com.
Manning back, steps up, heaves one down the middle of the field, into the end zone, and Nix makes the catch for the touchdown! He went up with the big hands and caught it on the Hail Mary!
Boots one, returnable for Williams from his own 20. Lost the ball, and the Giants say they have it, and they do! Devin Thomas recovered it, but the rookie Jaquan Williams punched it out.
Manning out of the shotgun set, and he's back to throw. Finds the pocket, deep ball down the left sideline, and it's going to be caught. Was he inbounds? Yes! Manningham on the sideline. Brady's under pressure, Brady's chased, Brady heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone, a jump ball, and it's incomplete, and the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
Now, here's your host, John Schmell.
Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com, 201-939-4513, 201-939-4513. The NFL draft is over. It took about a month for it to get here, a lot of anticipation, three long days and nights, and now, just like that, the NFL draft is at an end. The Giants bring in seven new players. They don't trade up or trade down. They stay in their slot every round to make their selection. We'll go through those players with you. And, of course, you can call in and we'll talk about the NFL draft at 201-939-4513, 201-939-4513. Also on Twitter at hashtag Giants Chat. We can go through some of these guys. The Giants, of course, have seven new players. David Wilson, their first-round pick. Ruben Randle, their second-round pick, being the two headliners. Both players the Giants had first-round grades on, so they were very excited to get Ruben Randle at the end of that second round. He kind of fell in their laps. Very exciting up there in the draft room for Big Blue, of course. Work continues with the college scouting department this week as the Giants try to sign as many undrafted free agents as they can to provide valuable competition and depth, and again, more potential players that could contribute to Big Blue in 2012. So they're trying to bring in as many guys as possible. Later in the week, they'll announce the Giants who they will bring in. And then rookie minicamp comes your way. The players arrive next Thursday. Minicamp itself is Friday, Saturday, and the first half of Sunday. So that comes next week, rookie minicamp. We get to meet the rookies for the first time. Of course, you'll see them on camera, see them talk. That'll be a lot of fun as well. All right, folks, let's go through these picks a little bit at 201-939-4513, 201-939-4513. The Giants' first-round pick, David Wilson out of Virginia Tech. Not the biggest guy in the world. I think they said right now he's at about 5'10", 207 or so. Tom Coughlin said in his press conference last Thursday after the Giants made the pick. Very fast guy, big play guy, explosive. Loves to run the ball outside, which he did primarily at Virginia Tech. He apparently is improving as a between-the-tackles type of runner, but he's not there quite yet. That's something he has to get better at. He had seven fumbles his final year at Virginia Tech. Obviously, the Giants, is just like all NFL teams do, but Coach Coughlin especially needs his players to protect the football, so that'll be something with David Wilson that the Giants will try to improve. He also has to improve as a pass protector. If the Giants want to use him as a third-down type of back, that'll be something the Giants have to keep an eye on as well, as David Wilson and then move forward as one of their new running backs to complement Matt Bradshaw. Obviously, not the size of Brandon Jacobs, not necessarily Brandon Jacobs' replacement, but he can be a complement to Bradshaw in a different way as being that explosive big play guy. Tom Coughlin in the Giants front office wants to make big plays. They think that was one of the big reasons they won the Super Bowl last year. You remember in the playoffs, all the big plays by Victor Cruz and Akiem Nix, whether it's the Hail Mary, the long catch and run against Atlanta. Again and again, big plays were the difference for the Giants between wins and losses in the playoffs. So another guy that can be a playmaker and make big plays in David Wilson, that's what they got. Also a very good guy off the field, comes from a good family, good personality, funny kid, effervescent, likes to talk, can be a leader. If you search YouTube in a USA football game, he had this great, I think it was their halftime or pregame speech to pump up his guys. Just a really cool thing to watch. Seems like a really good kid. So we look forward to having him in next week and getting a feel for what David Wilson is all about. Giants also think they got a playmaker in round number two, drafting Ruben Randle out of LSU. Now, Randle's a guy the Giants had a first round grade on. In fact, according to Jerry Reese and Mark Ross when they spoke to the media over the weekend, he's a guy that the Giants considered taking with their first-round pick before they decided to go with David Wilson. Now, there's a lot to like about Ruben Randle. They say he is a very, very good target in that he has good hands. He can go up and get the football. He gets after the ball, and he's very good in that way. He can also make the big play down the field. He has good straight-ahead speed. He has those long strides. Ruben Aranda checks in at 6'3", 210 pounds. So he has that deceptive speed where it doesn't look like he's running that fast, but he'll still run by the cornerback to make those big plays down the field. He can jump up, get the ball in those deep patterns. So certainly something the Giants are pretty excited about. One thing he could get a little bit better on is, you know, kind of quickness and creating separation out of cuts. But what Jerry Reese and Mark Ross really liked about this kid is that he can run every NFL route. He comes from a system where he ran the entire NFL route tree. They think he's NFL ready and will be able to step in pretty quickly and contribute. And what Ruben Randall does, it gives an immediate third player, or really fourth player, to compete with Jarrell Jernigan, with Ramsey's Barden, with Dominic Hixon, for that number three wide receiver spot to take some of the pressure off Akeem Nix and Victor Cruz. So that'll be something that the Giants keep an eye on moving forward here with Ruben Randall. But they think he can come in, make some big plays early, and really help the Giants as 2012 moves on. Their third-round pick, Jaron Hosley out of Virginia Tech. David Wilson's not only his teammate at college, but also his roommate as well. So those guys were pretty close. You read the quotes, I'm sure, over the weekend. Jaron Hosley failed a drug test at the combine. Mark Ross said it's just come back. Mario Manningham a few years ago, picked him in round three, had a drug issue, probably would have went higher. He's slightly undersized for a cornerback. Hosley checks in at 5'10", only 178 pounds. I think that's what he weighed in at the combine. So he's not the biggest guy for a corner that the Giants would like to have, but he's a guy that has great ball skills. He led the country in interceptions in his junior year back in 2010. He had 9 interceptions that year, just 3 last season, but he says that's because teams stopped throwing the football his way. So the Giants like that he can create turnovers. He can cover guys man on man. But again, speed is an issue, but they really think he can cover well, backpedal, you know, do all those sorts of things to play guys man on man. And those things he can do well at the NFL level. Giants hope he can provide some depth at a cornerback position where there are some questions for the Giants, just in terms of, you know, Aaron Ross left him for agency, Terrell Thomas coming back from a second ACL surgery, which obviously is something the Giants will have to keep an eye on. Corey Webster comes back. He should be very solid. Then you have Brian Witherspoon coming off of an injury, Bruce Johnson coming off of an injury, Michael Coe coming off of an injury. So the Giants could certainly use some depth and some help at cornerback, and they believe Jaron Hosley can provide that for them very early on in his NFL career. The other pick the Giants had, moving now over to day number three on Saturday, their first pick was Adrian Robinson out of Cincinnati. This is a guy I really didn't know much about before the draft started, but boy, listening to Mark Ross and Jerry Reese talk about this kid at their media availability on Sunday, and even head coach Tom Coughlin, who is always quite hesitant to give any praise to rookies coming into the league, they are very excited about Adrian Robinson. The quote was the JPP of tight ends, which JPP was a first-round pick, so, you know, let's not make his upside to be that of a first-rounder here. But I think what Mark Ross and Jerry Reese meant when they made that reference was that he's a physical specimen and he has a lot of untapped physical skills that they think Mike Pope, as one of the preeminent tight end coaches in the NFL, can coach this kid up and really figure out a way to turn those physical ability into production on the NFL level. And that's something they think that Coach Pope, with all his experience and what he did with Jake Ballard, can do to turn Adrian Robinson into a very impressive pass catcher. Now in college, he only caught, 29 passes in his 4 years at Cincinnati. So it's not like he was catching balls all over the place, but he had really good speed at the combine. He has good bulk, very long arms. They think he can block fairly well. So the Giants are very excited about the upside Adrian Robinson can give you. And, you know, when you get to the fourth round, that's really what you're looking for. You're looking for a guy that clearly there's going to be some flaws, stuff that people don't like. There's a reason he's a fourth-round pick, not a first-round pick. But you're looking for a guy that has some of those physical abilities and some of that potential to grow into a player that's better than the round he was drafted in. So I'm very excited to see Adrian Robinson come in next weekend, not this weekend, coming up the weekend after that, for a rookie minicamp to see what he can do and see exactly what the Giants have at tight end. Because clearly, with only Martellus Bennett being really the only healthy tight end here along with Bear Pasco, and of course you have a couple guys in the practice squad too, that it'll be interesting to see what Adrian Robinson can give the Giants early on. But to me, he's more of a developmental guy. Maybe he'll be a fast learner, he'll pick it up quick, but the Giants hope that he can contribute very, very soon as a tight end. The Giants' other fourth-round pick, this is their compensatory pick, was Brandon Mosley, an offensive tackle out of Auburn. This is a guy that the Giants' coaches and general manager and director of college scouting compared to David Deal. They think he might be able to move inside and play guard a little bit, that he can play tackle as well. He played both right and left tackle in college. They like his toughness. They think he'll, you know, really compete. He's got a little bit of a mean streak. He'll knock you down. And they're very excited about what they think they can develop with him at tackle. He certainly has the size for it. He checks in at 6'5 and a half at 314 pounds. That's good size for a tackle. 34-inch arms, which is also something that I know Jerry Reese was very excited about. Very important that the tackle doesn't have those long arms to keep those defensive ends off of your body. So that's something that the Giants are excited about, try to develop him. No fifth-round pick for the Giants. Remember, they traded that fifth rounder for Keith Rivers earlier in the offseason. So their sixth-round pick, Mac McCann's, another developmental offensive tackle at UAB. Obviously, UAB not a big football powerhouse, but they saw things on tape that they liked about him. And finally, Marcus Kuhn out of North Carolina State. Actually only played football for a couple of years. Born and raised in Germany, speaks like three languages. He's 26, but they love his numbers in the weight room. He's a guy that lifts a lot, good body, very strong. They think they can maybe help on the inside, stopping the run in the defensive line rotation as it moves forward. So there you have it, folks. Those are the seven players the Giants drafted. Round one, David Wilson. Round two, Reuben Randall. Round three, Jaron Hosley. Adrian Robinson in round number four, along with Brandon Mosley. Matt McCants in round number six. And Marcus Kuhn in round number seven. 201-939-4513. 201-939-4513. Also on Twitter at hashtag Giants Chat. We'll take a look at all that stuff as Big Blue Kickoff Live moves your way on this Monday morning. A couple of things I want to touch on really quick before we move on is and get to your calls. And I also have an interview with David Wilson that was on WFAN, our flagship station, last Thursday with Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts. I'll play that back in just a bit too. But in general on the draft, a couple I know people were surprised that the Giants went quote-unquote offense heavy in the draft. But this is the way I look at it. The Giants last year picked a lot of defensive players, and a lot of them didn't play last year. Marvin Austin didn't give you a whole lot. Neither did Prince Amukamara, their first and second round picks. These are two guys that are going to come back and provide a boost to the defense. Terrell Thomas is coming back from injury. He's going to provide a boost to the defense. Keith Rivers, a player the Giants signed in the offseason, he's going to give a boost to the defense. So the Giants are getting improvement on defense from guys returning from injury, free agency. And as bad as the defense was last year in the regular season, and it was 27th, is bad. They really turned things around in the playoffs. And I think, at least my feeling is, the coaching staff and the front office thinks the Giants' defensive performance in the playoffs is far more indicative of the type of talent and the type of players and the type of production they're going to have this year than what the defense did during the regular season when, for whatever reason, and we've heard a bunch of different ones, communication, whatever it is, the defense simply did not perform well. So that's certainly something that the Giants hope happens on defense. Why you would go a little heavy offensively is that you lost some guys. Look, Kareem McKenzie's your starting right tackle. He's been here for a long time. It has been solid or better than solid in every single year he's been here to very good, especially as a run blocker. You lose Brandon Jacobs, your 1A running back. You lose Mario Manningham, your number three wide receiver, who really has the talent and skills to be a number two wide receiver in this league. So you lose those three guys to huge cogs, so you have to go out there. And, of course, you have Jake Bowden and Travis Beckham tear up their knees. So you need to replace these guys on offense to try to get some of that firepower back. Remember, last year the Giants became a pass-oriented, offense-oriented team. I know that's not what the Giants generally are or what they do based on their history, but Eli Manning on their offense, that's what carried the Giants last year. And they want to keep that offense improving. So they drafted David Wilson to replace Jacobs, Urban Randall to replace Manningham, Adrian Robinson to replace their tight end position. So, really, people said the Giants picked the best player available, and they did. They also drafted on need this year. They drafted two tackles. They lost Kareem McKenzie. They drafted a running back. They lost Brandon Jacobs. They drafted a corner. They lost Aaron Ross. They drafted a wide receiver. They lost Mario Manningham. So, to say need doesn't go into it at all is wrong for people that do say that. So, the Giants certainly hope that the players they drafted will be able to improve them as the season goes along. 201-939-4513, Mick in New Jersey. Mick, what's up, pal?
Hey, John, what's going on? How you doing?
Good morning, pal. What's on your mind?
Not much. Just wanted to go over the draft.
Sure.
I think that we did a pretty nice job. I kind of heard you before, you know, basically, you know, coordinating need with the best player available. I think we really did that. You know, we kept pace with a lot of the other teams in the division who, I think it's not really arguable. It looks like they made the, you know, they answered a couple of questions that they had. You know, we don't necessarily know how it's going to pan out for a little while, but Dallas, the Eagles, you know, Skins, they all definitely made some moves to, you know, make their teams better, and I think we answered that call too.
Yeah, look, I think you're 100% right. And if you look at the moves the teams in the NFC East made, I think it's interesting in that all three teams in the first round addressed their biggest issue of need, but they also drafted potentially the best player at that position. Some people think Robert Griffin III is a better prospect than Andrew Luck. I don't think he is, but some do. You can't argue with his value at number two, and it also addressed a need. Then you go to Fletcher Cox, who was by and far the best tackle in the draft. They got him a lot later, if the Philadelphia Eagles did, than a lot of teams thought they would. He's the best tackle in the draft. Again, the Eagles' weakness last year, up the middle, tackle, linebacker. They addressed their need, and they got a great player at a great value. Morris Claiborne, who a lot of people thought could go four or five, dropped down a little bit. The Cowboys move up. They get the best corner in the draft. What was their biggest weakness last year? Their secondary. So they addressed a huge need. If you look at the Cowboys, especially Mick, this offseason they give all that money to Brandon Carr to be a shutdown corner. Then they draft Morris Claiborne. All they had in mind was trying to beat the New York Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles as well with Cruz, Knicks, Macklin, and Deshaun Jackson. So the Cowboys are going to be ready for the Giants' offense this year in terms of their defense. And you're right, the Giants did likewise. They lost guys that replaced them. David Wilson, big play guy. Reuben Randall hopefully can help out a wide receiver. I think all four teams in the division all improved a lot this offseason. And if you thought the division was tough last year, it's going to be even tougher this year.
It was a little unnerving there for a second because obviously the penance of winning the championship is you got to hang around for a while. You know, so I'm seeing Dallas, they're moving and shaking. You know, obviously the Redskins did it earlier on. They go after RG3. Then, of course, you got the Eagles moving up and down, going after Cox and whatnot. So, you know, we're sitting there, sitting back, but it's really a testament to Reese and that staff over there. You know, not to get caught up and just basically wait and see what falls to and really take it. And it's great with Wilson. And I kind of like picking Dallas pockets for Martellus Bennett because I think that kid is really he's a fantastic talent, but, of course, he was logged in behind Witten for a while. And then I love the move that we made for Rivers. I mean, it's a low risk for a high reward. So I really like what they did overall.
No question. Look, the Giants addressed a lot of needs. Mick, thank you much for the call. Great stuff. And they're better. The Giants are a better team today, in my opinion, than they were the day after they won the Super Bowl. In my opinion, they are. In terms of the additions they made on defense. And, well, you know what? Let me think. Let me see if I can rephrase that. They did lose Mario Manningham and Jacobs. I think David Wilson will be an upgrade at running back. In my opinion, I don't think off the bat Reuben Randall will be an upgrade over Mario Manningham. I think that's probably asking a little much out of a wide receiver, even though we had a first-round grade. In terms of the defensive backfield, you get Terrell Thomas back, you probably get a little bit better there. Assuming he's healthy with the knee, we have to see. You know, the OC thing. Look, let me put it this way. I think the Giants are at least treading water. And considering usually when you come off a Super Bowl, you lose a lot of players to free agency because obviously you just won the Super Bowl, people want your players, that's going to happen. So the Giants did a good job this offseason replacing players and filling potential holes they might have in 2012. 201-939-4513, Roy in New York City. What's up, Roy?
Hey, John. How are you?
Good morning.
You know, I love the draft. I thought it was great. I think Wilson gives them a dimension they haven't had since Tiki left. He gives them sort of an explosive element that Bradshaw's kind of shifty, but you can't call him explosive. He's not gonna get through the line and go 80 yards. if you watch Wilson's tape, and you can get it on YouTube. There are a lot of plays where the guy is just, he may bounce it outside too quickly. That may be something he needs to work on. But my God, when he gets outside, his speed around the edge is just it's lightning. And the guy's not a wimp either. I mean, he led the nation in yards after contact last year, like something like 990 yards after contact.
Yep.
So the guy's not, you know, he's not a one hit guy falling down. You can make an argument that he'll be a tougher runner than Jacobs, for Pete's sake. and I love the fact that he can give something to the Giants in the return game, just like Hosley can too. That is something they have not had. Their coverage teams and special teams has improved greatly the last few years. But one thing where they have been kind of weak is on returns. And I think both of those guys will give them an element they have not had for a long time. And you know, who knows about Hickson coming back. And, you know, I don't know how well he'll be able to handle those duties. But that's something I loved about the first two of the first three picks.
Hey, look, you're right. And I think that the return game is something that I didn't bring up when I broke down those picks, which was my mistake. And you're right. The Giants have been looking, since Hickson really went down with that knee injury a couple years ago, for a dynamic return guy, not only in the kicks, but in the punt game as well. And you're right, Wilson can return kicks, Hosley can do punts. And look, they thought Jernigan was the guy to do punts last year too, and he couldn't hold on to the ball. So obviously these guys have to prove themselves in training camp and whatnot that they can do it. But yes, and again, it comes back to big plays. And Coach Coughlin is relatively obsessed, from what I understand, with the plays over 20 yards, plays over 40 yard stats, where he really believes, and the stats show it, that big plays win football games. And the Giants believe they got some guys in this draft that can make big plays, and that is huge when it comes to winning football games, especially in the stretch run and playoff games against better teams.
Agreed. One last question. Is Brewer going to be given first shot to win the right tackle job? Or they seem to really like him a lot, and I think that a lot hinges on their running game, whether they can solidify that right tackle spot. What do you think about that?
I don't know if it's a first shot. I think you'll have the opportunity only because I think they like Petras and Booth at guard better than they like Brewer at tackle at this point. And you know, you got to play David Deal, who's still one of the team's best linemen, and he can play guard or tackle, but I think they like David Deal better at right tackle. So I think Brewer will have an opportunity, and if he shows the coaching staff and the front office in the OTAs and training camp that he's taken that step forward, he can be that not only good pass protector, but that mean and nasty run blocker to push the pile. If he shows them he can do it, I think you could very well see Brewer be out there at right tackle, but he's got to show it. He's not going to be given any sort of preferential treatment at all. This team's trying to win football games, not just develop players.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they could kick Deal over to right tackle if what's-his-name comes back from his eye injury.
Yeah, Beattie.
I don't know. It seemed like pass protection was pretty good when he was in there last year, but when he went down, the run game improved. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. I wouldn't feel comfortable with Locklear over on the right side.
No, that day, look, I don't think Locklear is going to be your starting right tackle. I think he's going to be a backup but a swing guy. And look, William Beattie hasn't proven anything yet either, and thank you very much for the call. You're right, he does a good job protecting the passer, but again, running the football, is Beattie a run blocker at left tackle? Can you have two tackles there that aren't going to block well with the running game? Then you have David Boss at center. He couldn't stay healthy for a lot of last year. So there are a lot of questions on the offensive line. And to me, if there's one thing that I am worried about heading into this season, it is probably the offensive line for a few reasons. One, the Giants couldn't run the ball last year. And you can put the blame on the running backs all you want. And were they fantastic? No. But a lot of that is the offensive line. There weren't a lot of holes to run through. Okay? But those are also the guys that are protecting your franchise. And that's what Eli Manning is. He's the franchise. He's what Peyton was to the Colts. That's what Eli is to the Giants. So what happened to the Colts when Peyton got hurt? I think the Giants are a little built better, so they could survive an injury like that a lot better than the Colts did because their defense, running game, pass rush, all that good stuff. But Eli's the franchise. You got to protect him, and he needs the big guys in front of him to do it. So they'll give all these young guys a chance to win the job in training camp, but quite frankly, you can't mess around here with Eli Manning, your quarterback. Can't. So whoever does the best job is going to play. If I was to handicap it right now, left to right on your offensive line, I'd say you're looking at Beattie, Booth, Boss, Snee, Deal. That's what I'd say. I could be wrong, but that's my guess. 201-939-4513. Len's in Maryland. Good morning, Leonard.
How are you, John?
Good. How are you, man?
Good. Nice show this morning.
Appreciate it.
I just wanted to say I indeed like the draft, and I like the fact that it's heavy on the offensive side since we lost some people on the offense in the offseason. And anytime you can put more weapons in Eli's hands or at his disposal, it, in my mind, is a great draft. And I think, you know, a good offense with weapons, no matter what team it is, automatically makes the defense better. I mean, if you're scoring points, you know, I can just imagine if we're up 10 or 14 points late in the third, early in the fourth, wow, the opposition is in deep trouble, John.
Hey, look, Len, how many times last year, Len, were we begging the Giants in the first quarter to take a lead? I mean, it seemed like they were trailing in every single game last year and they having to make some kind of comeback to win these football games. You're right. If you get a lead and the opposition has to throw the football, you can unleash that pass rush, look out.
Look out, it's right. Absolutely. Now, the other thing, and I think this is good news also, maybe not for all these draft choices, but there really aren't a whole lot of jobs open on the 2012 Giants. And those jobs, you know, on the 53, we're talking about on the fringes. You know, maybe an eighth or ninth offensive lineman, or an eighth or ninth defensive lineman, a fourth safety. I mean, we don't have real serious problems at this point. That's assuming everybody is healthy and stays healthy. But, hey, things are looking good. I don't care what the Redskins did, what the Eagles did, what the Cowboys did. I think we're still the team to beat in the NFC East. And let's stay healthy, John.
Oh, well, and, Len, of course.
Thanks for giving me the opportunity to call in.
Oh,
we'll talk soon.
No, yeah, definitely, Len. No problem. And forget it, man. Thanks for the opportunity to call in. Thank you for calling in, Len. We appreciate it. We're honored to hear from Len in Maryland. No reason to thank me. I'm here to take your calls. That's my job right now. So thank you very much. Len's one of our great listeners, great callers. Love Len, one of our go-to guys. And look, he's right. The Giants are an offensive-oriented team here. And I know it's weird. You think Giants, defense, ground, pound, running game. Not anymore, folks. We're airing it out with Eli. That's the deal here. So they need to complement him with the running game. You draft David Wilson, replace the third wide receiver. You get Reuben Randall. I love it. Love the draft. 201-939-4513. Let's go to Christian in Virginia. Christian, what's up, pal?
Hey, how's it going, John?
Good morning.
I was just calling to discuss some of like the more specifics of some of our draft picks.
Sure.
Why Reese and Ross hinted that they liked them.
Sure.
And looking up David Wilson, one of his the nicest parts about him is he led the nation in yards after contact, which a lot of people don't think about him doing because he's such a burner. Everybody alludes to the fact that our first and third picks could compete on special teams, but I think they're going to do more than compete. I think they're actually going to really swing field position for us because, as you know, Virginia Tech is a powerhouse as far as special teams. Frank Beamer, he has year in, year out. He has top-notch special teams. And Hosley, he averaged, I think, 12 a punt return, which, you know, that's an elite number. And overall, evaluating the draft, I know, you know, we're doing it less than a week after the draft, which is ignorant in itself. But normally they say if you walk away with three starters from a draft, it was successful.
Correct.
Our first three picks look like they'll be starting caliber. Whether or not they start, you alluded to Manningham. He plays like a number one. If we can get that out of Randall, that'd be good. But We basically got Keith Rivers in the fifth.
True.
And that has to go into consideration. He only has 1 year on the deal, so it's not a true rookie contract. But that was a huge move, I think, and it hasn't really been talked about that much. As far as the offensive line concerns, I guess the one way you can look at it is we can't get any worse as far as the run blocking.
No.
But I love the projects that we drafted. I trust Flaherty.
He's a great coach.
He's awesome. The patchwork job that he can do for us and protect our franchise quarterback. But what you were saying earlier, I don't think anybody's alluded to it, but the two tackles that we took back-to-back, if you look down the line, if you look a little bit down the line, and this is getting into it, I'm pretty deep, but if Will Beatty can come back and play at an elite tackle level, it really puts a lot more pressure on him to do that because if he comes back and gives us an average to a mediocre performance, he and his agent are put on notice that the Giants have now three guys that they can work with great feet if you add Brewer into the mix. So I love that they're using those later round picks to specifically create camp competition, which you know that they're humongous fans of.
Yeah, you're right. And I think the point you made is a good one, Christian, in that Beedy didn't prove that he's a long-term starting offensive tackle last year. Did he show some promise? Did he do well in pass protection? Sure. But you're right. They want to push him and make sure he understands that he still needs to improve. His contract year is coming up to get that contract and stay in that spot at left tackle.
Right. And two things just before I take it off the air that just got me so excited as a Giants fan. Is number one is you look around our roster. Caller just before me alluded to that, you know, we don't have a lot of holes, but you look around the roster, every single position, even down to as ugly as the OC situation gets, there's just fiery competition. And even at running back, who you think, oh, well, Bradshaw is definitely the key guy. There's so much competition, which is obviously going to breed good football, but that's even more important when you're coming off of a championship, that everybody's fighting for a spot and not content with their spot. And two is, I think, you know, everybody knows Eli's at his peak or maybe even just approaching his peak, and this is the best offense he has had since he has been here. Maybe the Toomer, Shockey, Plexico, Tiki years were just as good as these, but his grasp of the offense coupled with the talent, I'm excited. David Wilson, the things that we can do with him to take advantage of matchups, it's gonna be scary. I know that Dallas, Washington, Philly, I know they're all on alert. And another thing no one talked about yet is all three of our division opponents moved up in the draft.
Yep.
But we stayed put and let the guys fall to us. Thank you for taking my call. I'll take it off the air.
All right, Christian, appreciate it. No problem. And you touched on a million different things there. So I'm gonna just go back to your original point on David Wilson in that he is great after contact. He's only 5'9", 208. 5'10", 208, but he runs like a much bigger back. The same way Ahmad Bradshaw brings a lot more force than you think his frame might bring, David Wilson does the same thing. You talk about yards after contact, he runs with power, not just speed. And that's something the Giants front office likes as well. Final call of the show at 201-939-4513. Let's wrap it up with Jabbar down in Atlanta. Good morning, Jabbar.
Hey, good morning, man. What's going on?
Nothing much, man. What's on your mind?
Not much, man. I have a concern with David Wilson, though.
What's that?
It's a great pick, great running back, runs with great power, shows good vision. But one thing that concerns me is wearing down in college with so many yards and so many carries being
that's fair.
Basically the main cog of his offense. How do you see that transitioning into the NFL with his body wearing down?
Well, I mean, the thing about David Wilson, he didn't have as much tread on the tire as a guy like Doug Martin. If you look at his numbers in college, his first year in 2009, only had 59 carries for 330 yards. His sophomore year, I guess it would be his second year, 113 carries for 619 yards. In his final season, he had the big year, the 290 rushes for 1,700 yards. So he really only rushed the ball a lot in his final year. The other 2 years, it was part-time duty at best. So compared to other backs like Doug Martin, again, for example, or even a Trent Richardson, David Wilson has done far less and has far less tread off the tire in college than some of the other running backs that got drafted.
Right. Okay, yeah. And there's another thing I'm kind of happy about, too. The last time we had a 6'2 receiver, it opened up a lot of big plays for Amani Toolman and Steve Smith, and I'm referring to Plaxico Burress. If Randall could even become half of what Plaxico was, he could draw a lot of tension and open up the field for Nix and Victor Cruz a little bit more. I'm kind of excited to see how Eli Manning, you know, looks at Randall that first year. And with Martellus Bennett in the mix, too, we'll have another option to go ahead and get the ball downfield. So this whole season is looking really good. I'm really excited about this new offense.
Yeah, Jabbar, you have to be. And Jabbar, thanks a lot for the call. We appreciate it. I want to put Randall quite in the size category that you would put Burress in. Burress is basically 6'5". Randall's about 6'2.5", 6'3". So I'd relax on that comparison a little bit. But again, the thing that Giants like about Randall is that he's NFL ready. You don't have to teach him the route tree. He's a good, savvy route runner. He might not have that explosion out of the cuts and stuff that I think some other people might think. He has good straight line speed to get over the top, but I don't think he's going to be a great, you know, like run after the catch, get the make a catch, make a move, and you know, gain extra yards that way. But he can get deep and beat guys with his speed. So, and again, he's NFL ready according to the Giants front office. So they're very excited to get him here and compete for that third wide receiver spot. With excuse me, with Ramsey's Bar and Odorell Jernigan. As this offseason moves along. So a very exciting day for the Giants and weekend for the Giants as they complete the NFL draft. We'll be talking draft all week long from 10 to 10:30 on Big Blue Kickoff Live on Giants.com. You'll hear that interview with David Wilson that was originally done on WFAN as we move along later in the week. We'll get some draft experts to help break down the Giants draft picks as well. Thanks for joining us, everybody. And, of course, Big Blue Kickoff Live comes your way every morning from 10 to 10:30 right here on Giants.com. See you tomorrow morning, folks.